this is my 1 to 11. Been tough, played with a lot of good players. I've had to pick 11 and sorry to everyone I've left out. Starting off in goal again, tough position for me. I've gone for Shay Given. Played at Aston Villa with him for a good few years. Top quality keeper. He won't like me for saying it, but he was a bit older when I played with him at Villa. Even in training, he trained how he played. If I've had to leave, you know, Brad Friedel out, Rob Green, some tremendous goalkeepers, but it was Shay for me, yeah. At right back, I'm going to go with Luke Young. A tremendous player, good lad off the pitch as well. All of the lads in my team are I've got on well with off the pitch. It was quite an easy choice at right back. Again, a bit older when I played with him at Villa, but still performing. You know, even in training, he trained as hard as anyone I've played with. So yeah, in at right back, it'll have to be Luke Young. Left back again was probably an easy one. I've gone for Gary Speed. With Wales, I played with Speedo a lot. He slotted in at left back, and obviously his experience and his knowledge of the game as me as a young centre half playing alongside him, he made it tremendously easy for myself. And obviously going on, he managed me as well with Wales. To have someone, you know, of Gary Speed's quality, and again such a nice man off the pitch, was an easy choice. Centre backs, right side, I've gone for Danny Gabbadon. Spent a long time playing with Gabs. He's been a childhood friend as well. We come from the same area back in Wales in Newport. Known him, you know, probably 20 years now, and a tremendous player. Both signed from Cardiff, came to West Ham together, and I think he won Hammer of the Year the first year we played. Again, left a few out that I could have played. Obviously, the lads I'm playing with at the minute, James Tompkins, Winston Reid, you know, they've been close shouts, but obviously Gabs is my good mate off the pitch as well, so we had to go in. Left centre-half, again, from Villa days, I've gone for Richard Dunn, who was, you know, one of my mates off the pitch as well. I've been friends with for a long time. I don't think he really got the credit he deserved. Big Dunny for his career. He was a tremendous player. Made unbelievable amounts of appearances for Man City. You know, won their Player of the Year. I think it was 5 years on the bounce, and then fortunate I could play with him at Villa. Learned so much off him. You know, I think I was 28 or 29 when I got to play with him, and reaping the rewards how I play my game now. So yeah, left centre half, Richard Dunn. Midfield three, sitting, I've gone for Mark Noble, who I'm obviously playing with at West Ham at the minute. I think he was sort of breaking into the team the same time I signed, and has pretty much played every game since then. To be honest, he's top class. In my opinion, he certainly should have played for England. He's one of the best trainers, again, that I've been fortunate enough to play with. He's also young and performing week in, week out in the Premier League, and has been doing it for so long that, you know, he had to go in the team. Attacking, sort of the three, I've gone for Aaron Ramsey. Obviously playing with Aaron for a while now with Wales. Tremendous player, obviously world-class player, doing it week in, week out for Arsenal. Champions League, obviously international level as well, and obviously being part of the Wales team now that we've qualified for the Euros. He's a world-class player, top draw, great lad off the pitch, so yeah, he had to go in. Next to Rambo, I've gone for Stewie Downing. Again, from my Villa days, and obviously when he came to West Ham, tremendous footballer, played at, you know, top clubs, always performed. He's missed at West Ham. Shame he left in the summer, but it was a toss-up. To be honest, I know Stewie's my mate, and he won't like me saying it, but you know, Stylian Petrov could have gone there as well. I was going to stick him on the left, but I had to pick between Gareth Bale and Ryan Giggs, so I've had to move him inside. He was slowing down a bit towards the end, so I've moved him into the middle. Wide left, I've gone for Ryan Giggs. Played with Giggsy at Wales. I don't think there's too much I need to say about Ryan. I think anyone who played with him would have him in his team. Lucky enough, I was young, and he was captain in the Wales team, and I was playing with him. And you know, I don't think I need to say too much about it. I only need to say his name, and it was obviously an obvious choice. On the right hand side, he's not going to like it too much. I've gone for Gareth Bale. He can cut in and stick a couple in the corners with his left foot. Top man on and off the pitch. World-class player playing at Madrid. He's still a down-to-earth lad when he comes back with Wales. He's always with his family. All his pals are still back in Cardiff. And he's the same lad that I was playing with when he made his debut for Wales. It's a testament to him how he is as a lad. Through the middle was a tough one. Played with so many good centre-forwards. Bobby Zamora could have made it, you know, just for his training. And obviously his goals as well. I've gone for Carlos Tevez. It was a tough choice, but you know, again, Carlos, world-class, international level. Scored so many goals the season we stayed up with West Ham in 2007, I think it was. He was instrumental in us staying up, so I think Carlos had to go in. That's my 1-11. I left out some close friends and tremendous players, but I had to pick it, and that's what I've gone for.